How you feeling today, Calvin?
Feeling good.
You didn't practice today. You're feeling plenty fine to play, though, right?
Yeah, I should be all right. Thank you.
You got to be pretty jacked up still after getting the record, right?
Yeah, man, it's still exciting. It hasn't really hit yet, but I guess sometime after the season it probably will.
How important is 2000 to you?
That'd be huge, you know. You gotta struggle to get 1,000 in this league in a year, you know, and that's usually a landmark for a lot of people. So to be able to do that and double that up, that'd be a heck of a year.
What did the Bears do well against you last time? I think 3 catches for 34 yards.
Yeah, true. They were able to, high low on the outside of the field, so you can't just stay on the outside. They had to move around a little bit more and, use all parts of the field.
Is Tillman a decent match for you just because he's got better size than most corners?
He has good size, good strength, and nothing. You know, they've been in that system for so long. You know, that coming to that defense, they know how to play it well against all looks. You know, so you gotta give them credit for that.
Calvin, is playing spoiler overrated, or is that something you guys can really get behind and get motivated by?
You get motivated behind that. You know, it shouldn't be motivated by it. You know, you shouldn't really need that. But I guess it could be added motivation, you could say.
So when you're 4-11 and you've lost a bunch of games in a row, what is it that drives you at this stage of the season?
I mean, you get paid to work. You know, you respect. You know, everything that you do, you put it on film. So that should be enough to drive you to go out there and do what you got to do and do it right.
Do you feel the 2000 is going to be important to your teammates? Like, that will be a focus of the offense Sunday?
No, I don't think it will be. You know, we can go out there and do what we do. That's how we've been all season, and we made it this far. So I think we'll continue to do that.
You and Brandon Marshall are kind of in similar situations where you really get the bulk of the catches, the bulk of the passing game yards. You hear a lot here that the Bears need to spread the ball around more to be successful. Do you agree with that? Do you think it could be a detriment, or is there never a bad thing of getting that many yards?
It's not, but you just got to find your matchups. You know, it's a game of matchups, and when you have a favorable matchup, wherever it may be, if it's me, then okay. If it's somebody else, then you got to give them the ball. They got to win their matchup too, though.
You never hear that, though, that Stafford throws you the ball too much, do you?
Nah.
Frustrating, though, to be putting up monster numbers in what for the team is a forgettable season?
Yeah, it's tough due to the expectations we had, you know. I mean, that doesn't take away all the, you know, the hard work that we put in to get to the point where I'm at now, but at the same time, you know, it is a disappointing season.
You don't have a horse in the race. How would you handicap Green Bay at Minnesota on Sunday? The Bears need the Packers to win. You know both those teams real well. How do you see that game playing out?
You said Minnesota, Green Bay?
Yeah, and it's at Minnesota.
Well, if if AP can control the ground game, you know, if he's running up and down the field, you know, that's going to keep their offense on the field and keep Aaron Rodgers off, which is what you want to do when you're playing Green Bay.
Any other questions?
Calvin, thanks for your time, and best of luck.
Thanks, Calvin.